So you are here in Washington having a series of meetings. Talk to me about how important your meetings are to actualizing some of the objectives that SADC want to undertake or carry out through the end of the year.
Yes. I think coming into this, we are here for the World Bank and IMF spring meetings. But at the same time, we do have very important bilateral engagements. One of them is with the Department of State, which we had, I think, 2 days ago. Knowing that the U.S. is one of our greatest players in the world, in the global arena, we engage, and many of our member states are at bilateral engagement and cooperation with the United States. Mm-hmm. Even us as a region now, we've been working hard to bring this thing together, which was started by our SADC ambassadors here. Mm-hmm. Now we've come to a close where the region itself has agreed that we must have a forum to engage with us, with the United States, what is called the SADC-USA Dialogue Forum.
Right.
So we've come here now to give feedback to the Department of State and the government that the region now has formalized this thing. We now have to start our engagements. We've got similar structures with the EU where we're doing a similar engagement as well. This, for us, it's a positive development because we feel we have not been too close to engaging and cooperating with the United States. Mm-hmm. So they are also very keen to move this process forward. The World Bank, particularly, these are our partners who engage on many different programs and projects, and we now wanted to solidify this. And we've come back here because we meet regularly, annually when we come here, to share progress on what we agreed and where we are on those things and any new developments.
Mr. Executive Secretary, the issue of food security, you mentioned also climate change.
Yes.
Several countries, member countries of SADC, are experiencing a tough time now. You're talking about Zimbabwe experiencing drought, significant drought, neighboring Zambia, Malawi, and the likes. Talk to me about efforts to address some of these challenges when it comes to food security in the region, because it's very important.
It is indeed. You would realize, Peter, that we report annually at summit. There's a standing agenda for the heads of state to get a report on progress made on matters of food and security. So we are going to report again this coming August. But of late, the decision was made by a council in March, and the same was made by the extraordinary summit in Lusaka just last month, that we need to get the ministers of agriculture and all other sectors that are affected by climate change, particularly water sector, I think the trade sector, and all those others that are dealing with this environment. We're recognizing that drought is becoming a major issue, and there's going to be serious food shortages. So what do we need to do as a region? So we've partnered as well with some of our partners. I think it's UNICEF. We just had a very extensive discussions with them to bring the ICPs or partners in play as we do this. We hope before the end of this coming month or this month, we should have had a regional appeal that then speaks to this. One, for us to, the steps we need to take as a region, the different countries that are affected and those that are potentially going to be affected, but also the call to our partners. Where is the most need and how do we deal with it? So both Zimbabwe, for example, does have experience drought. It also experiences floods.
Right.
So how do we deal with this? And so hopefully we should be doing that soon. We've written a letter to President Lorenzo, our current chair, to make sure that we can do this appeal. So there will be an extraordinary summit pretty soon to deal with this and make sure that we're able to help those of our citizens who might be exposed to this food shortage.
The Southern African Development Community, SADC, has often talked about regional integration. What is the status currently of that effort?
Yes, that's a difficult one, Peter. And it's one thing that we are seriously working on right now. It's important for us and for me specifically coming into this role that we must measure our progress. We cannot just talk integration. Right. We cannot just talk integration, industrialization, without putting metrics and being held accountable, even in terms of protocols that we signed for and even pieces. Everything must be measured so that we can really say we are doing well on so. So in terms of integration, I think we may not have done a lot, but there are certain isolated areas where we've done well. On infrastructure, for example, particularly on the energy space. We believe that we are quite advanced on the energy integration. We have about two or three countries that are now out of the Southern Africa power pool. Mm-hmm. So if once we include them and they are in, they've got excess capacity, we can actually help the likes of South Africa who are going through difficult times right now. So we believe in that area. We are doing very well. We also believe that in macroeconomic convergence, areas of inflation, of how we deal with monetary markets and things like that, we feel we are doing fairly well.